Greetings, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, LaFisha Collier and Breonna Stewart are back for their respective teams. We'll talk about that. Also, another Candace Parker jersey retirement. This time in Chicago, I'll talk about that as well. And some more news, we'll go around the WNBA and just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are getting right down to the end of the WNBA season. So playoff races, things are crazy. You got right there in the top of the division, well, the top of the league. Teams 2 through 5 are separated by a game and a half. And then 6 through 9 is separated by about 2 games. So not too many games left. So teams are going to have to tighten it up if they want to make that playoff push. So we'll get into all of that as far as the teams go. So without any further delay, let's get into it. So guys, what I'll do, I'll go alphabetical with the teams. And then all the news surrounding them. So we'll do it that way. This makes life easy on all of us. So let's start with the Atlanta Dream. Actually, I just got finished watching them play tonight. They played Dallas and beat them handily. So the Atlanta Dream, one of the hottest teams in the W, by the way. Right there in the third spot as far as the playoff picture goes. Right now with a 25-14 record. Right now, Carl Metzko. Nobody's really talking about him being a Coach of the Year candidate. I think he, in all honesty, I think he should probably be at the top of the list. I understand, I get it, what Coach Natalie Nakazi, what she's doing over there with Golden State. I understand that. I had my eyes on Sidney Johnson with Washington until they folded their tents. So not so much there. You could have made a case for also, Nate Tibbetts, what's going on there? You could make a case there. But I think Carl Metzko is doing a fantastic job in Atlanta. They're still Jekyll and Hyde to be honest with you. But they're amongst the top teams. Right now, you got a player like Alicia Gray. I'll continue to say MVP-type season, although the race is very tight amongst 3 players, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But you have her. Nas Hillman has been a pleasant surprise this season, and you can make an argument for her being in the most improved player and the 6th player of the year candidate for both categories, although she's starting now for the Atlanta Dream. So maybe these starts knock her out of the picture as far as that goes. We'll see. But the Atlanta Dream getting it done. And I still say Ryan Howard is the key to their success. In fact, tonight she went off. So Ryan Howard, I think she's the catalyst as far as what this team does. Of course, you have a Breonna Jones there. Brittany Griner, who's coming off the bench for them, guys. Tahina Pow Pow, their impressive rookie. So This team is clicking on all cylinders, guys. So we'll see what happens. But I did want to play for you a sound from Ryan Howard after their loss this week to the Las Vegas Aces. I want to play this sound and get you guys to weigh in on this. Now, let me set it up first. It was kind of a tight game between them and the Las Vegas Aces. And then in that fourth quarter there, the Las Vegas started to pull away. Asia Wilson, you know, she's the star of stars in the league. So in Atlanta, you heard MVP chants for her. Even when she went to the free throw line, you heard them. So this got someone like Ryan Howard, this ruffled her feathers. So this is what she said. No, that's not it. This is what she said in that regard. I want you to take a listen to this sound. Hang on a second.
Home game for the other team, it's easy going to run like that. Especially with playoffs coming up, like, you want to come see Gamecocks, we have Gamecocks on our roster. The last game, we had MVP chance for one of our players. Don't get here and switch up because of one player. And yes, we do make mistakes, but it's easy to lose momentum when you have other people cheering against you. So that's hard to do.
So this is Ryan Howard, and that's his saying. They rely on the fans to, you know, give them the juice they need and so forth, you know. But that doesn't help when you're cheering for the opposing player. So, you know, that's a tough situation to call as far as that goes. But it's Atlanta. Atlanta, for as far as I know, even in the NBA, you have New York transplants down there. When the Knicks play Atlanta, it's like Madison Square Garden South, so to speak. So you have these situations there, especially down in a place like Atlanta, where, I mean, I'm going to keep it a buck. The fandom there isn't as passionate. Let me say passionate. As other places, so you have that. I did want to play also, I need to find this, something that Sabrina Ionescu said. I thought, man, this was on the money as far as that goes. See if I can pull it up, guys. Give me 1 second. But the thing is, the fans are going to be fans. Let's be real about that. Fans are going to be fans. And, you know, one day you'll get the love from them. Another day, maybe not. So this is Sabrina Ionescu, what she had to say as far as home court advantage in the fans. I want y'all to listen to this.
All year long, we were on our run. It felt like the ground was shaking, how excited they were, continuing to lift us up, like on defense when KT makes that steal and they're cheering, when we're scoring and hitting threes in transition, and we need them. We need their support all year long. We were on a back-to-back. You know, if they came out and kind of were dead, we might have been too. But I think being able to see how committed they are to wanting to watch us play, and we don't take any of these moments for granted. Like, we understand what a blessing it is to be able to play at home in front of 17,000 fans. This is a game you got to show up and understand that you're playing, you know, potentially for the first time in front of a new fan, and what lasting impact do you want to leave on someone that's coming, and understanding that we have the potential to do that, and obviously very thankful for the fans that show up for us every single day. You're on our run.
So that was Sabrina Ionescu. Actually, that was probably from last season, if not the season before, because she talks about Kayla Thornton, who obviously is not with the team this year. She's playing in Golden State. But this is her speaking about the fans at Barclays Center. And I go there often, guys. And what she's saying is 100% correct. That fan energy there really propels them a lot of times, more often than not. You know, there's times where, you know, they'll be in a malaise and they can't shake themselves out of it. But I've seen times where they get behind, the fan base gets riled up, and they feed off of that. And they kind of, you know, they'll ramp it up and get the win. So I say all that to say, Atlanta, if you want your fans to be fully invested, passionate about you guys, you got to bring it on the court as well. So that's all I'm saying. So I'll just leave it there at that. But Atlanta in third place in the W. Let's continue. The Chicago Sky sitting at the 12th position, eliminated from the playoffs, guys, unfortunately. But you have Angel Reese still breaking records, guys. In fact, despite missing the 10 games, she has 21 double-doubles. So there you have that. She just reached 800 rebounds, guys, for her career. Now, think about this. She missed time last year. Remember, she got the wrist injury late in the season. And she missed the 10 games this season. And she still has 800 rebounds. Wow. So then that puts her in fifth place. She just passed Kalia Copper. Two seasons it took her to be in the top five in rebounds for the Chicago Sky franchise. So when all is said and done, she's about to crater these rebounding records, guys. So hats off to Angel Reese for doing her thing. And then, guys, also, you have Camila Cardoso, who I think she's on the brink of, you know, breaking out as far as her skill set. I still say she needs point guard play, stellar point guard play, or at least adequate point guard play that could help propel her. I'm just saying. So there you have that. Ariel Atkins, she's hot and cold, guys. You know, she'll get on a heater and give you a 30-point game here, and then she'll give you a stinker. So you never know what you're going to get with Ariel. She's a talented player, guys, but, you know, she runs hot and cold. And like I said, since Courtney Vandersloot went down with an injury, she has the team as a whole hasn't got the point guard play. So there you have that. It also has been a tough year for Haley Van Lith. You know, she's had lingering injuries here and there. So there you go with that. And she hasn't got a consistent playing time. So there you go with that. And then Tyler Marsh, the jury's out on him. You know, I've tried to give the brother a chance, but I think this latest thing that just happened soured me on him. So they're playing against the Phoenix Mercury just last night, in fact. And you know, it's a close game. Angel Reese goes to the line, and she wants to know from the bench. She made the first one. Should I miss this second one? And we, you know, get the rebound and try and, you know, get this game closer. All indications, the bench said yes, which means Tyler Marsh said yes. He goes into a press conference and says, no, that wasn't the understanding. So you go and throw your player under the bus. You should have just took a knee as far as that goes. So, yeah, so I'm sour on him right now. So there you have that. But Chicago Sky definitely out of the hunt, needless to say. But they did have a bright side this week. Candace Parker has her jersey retired for the Chicago Sky. She only spent two seasons there, guys. Came away with the championship in 2021. So she came there, mission accomplished as far as that goes. I thought the following year they had a chance too, but the ball didn't bounce their way in the playoffs, unfortunately. So, yeah. But she gets her jersey retired. In attendance is Vander Sloot, her point guard for that year. Also, coming in there, Kalia Copper. So she leaves her team to go and celebrate this momentous occasion with Candace Parker. So, yeah, you know, it's a nice ceremony and all those things. But, you know, the big to-do is now as far as, her, you know, the things she said about Angel Reese. And, you know, I put clips out there. And, you know, I'm going to just say this, and I'll just leave it where it is. A lot of these keyboard analysts have absolutely no clue. No clue whatsoever. They go on there, they say, oh, Angel Reese sucks at basketball, this and that. And these dummies, they're not watching her games, number one. And then actually that night, I thought it was brilliant. Whoever thought of this was brilliant. Because remember, Candace Parker calls Angel Reese a C-level player, right? So they put a graphic up. Candace Parker's, in her first two seasons, her averages. Asia Wilson, her first two seasons, her averages. And Angel Reese. Do you know Angel Reese topped them in rebounds? She topped them in assists. And she was just 2 points shy of the next player's average as far as points goes. So I say all that to say, again, C-level player, let's give her a bit more credit than what you're giving her, Candace Parker. I'm just saying. So I'll probably post this. I'm at a point where I don't even want to get the comments from these mouth breathers, from these man boys stuck in their grandma's basement with Cheeto dust on their hands. I don't even want to hear from them, to be honest with you, because they're going to spout stupidness. Me bounds and, oh, she rebounds her own misses and all this stupidness. She's shooting 46% from the field. So how is that all her misses? It's no talking to these people. There's no common sense with them. I'm just saying. So I'll leave it there. Anyhow, so that's my big to do with as far as that goes. But, you know, props to Candace Parker for getting her jersey retired and Chicago. You know, two seasons, you know, everybody would say, oh, but she was only there 2 years. She brought them a chip, guys. You know, she's a Chicago native. I'll use the air quotes since a lot of people from Chicago say, oh, she's not even from Chicago. She's on the outskirts. So I've never been to Chicago, so I can't say one way or another, you know, what they consider Chicago and what is considered Chicago. So there you have that. But anyhow, she gets her jersey retired. Big ups to her. Let us continue. The 11th place team, the Connecticut Sun, another team that has been eliminated from playoffs, guys. It seems like, guys, they lead the league in, you know, in skirmishes and, you know, physical play, because seems like every game, you know, something's happening with the opposing player. So there you have that. A lot of people are going absolutely bonkers after Sophie Cunningham was knocked out for the season, playing against, guess who? The Connecticut Sun. And of course it involved, guess who? Bria Hartley, who, you know, she's a very physical player. So everybody said, oh, she rolled on her leg on purpose and thus, you know, taking her out. So much so that Sophia Cunningham had to come out and tell her peoples, you know, to kill that noise because it was a basketball play. So this is where we are, guys, and probably in Bria Hartley's inbox, if she's on social media, which I imagine she is. I'm sure people are in there threatening her life and saying, oh, you did this to Sophie, you know, we're coming to get you and all kind of foolishness. This is where we are, guys. This is where we are as far as fandom goes, where you're threatening people, trying to say you're going to take them out and all kind of stuff. So there's that. But anyhow, so a lot of, you know, physicalness. In fact, I saw it the other night with my Liberty, where Marina Mabry, she gets in the face of all people, Marina Johannes, who she doesn't trash talk anybody, to be honest with you. So yeah, I'm like, what are we even doing with that? So there you go. But there has been some pleasant surprises on there. Lila Lacan has been playing very well coming off the bench. I think she could be possibly a sixth player of the year candidate. So there you have that. But the future looks bright over there. You got Leah Lacan. You got us Sanaya Rivers. Also, you have Nisha Morrow. So, you know, they got some nice young pieces there. So, you just got to build around it. That's all. Will Tina Charles come back next season for them? Who knows? Marina Mabry, I think she's on the move, guys. I think she's on the move, so we'll see what happens there. But that's your story as far as Connecticut go. They have been playing better as of late. They've been competitive as of late, the past 10 games or so, but still on the outside looking in. So there you go. All right, so let us move on. The Dallas Wings, who I just saw tonight lose to Atlanta, they are the last of the three eliminated teams thus far. So, Coach Kalanis, he actually complained about the physicality on Paige Bueckers. I wish I can bring up that sound, but he complained about that. And it's like, I don't know, for Dallas fans, it's like too little, too late. It's, you know, we even know you could speak, but that's a story for another day. Yeah, so, and of course, him complaining about this brings out the people talk about, oh, she didn't have it as bad as Caitlin Clark and all this. And then I'm like, here we go with that. So, but nonetheless, he complained about that. I think this will be the last time we'll be hearing his voice. Once the season's over, he'll be out of there. So I'm just saying. And I think it's been a disappointing season for Rika Ogunbowale. You want to blame the coaching? We can go there. But, yeah, I think it's very, very disappointing of what has happened with her this season. She's been out. She has an injury now. So, but this hasn't been a typical Rika season. So, will they dangle her in the offseason, possibly make a move and send her elsewhere? We'll see. But, you know, they have some young pieces outside of Paige Beckers. You got Asia James. You got her there, Isaiah James. You have her. You have some other young players as well. So you just brought in a Diamond Miller. You still have a player. Yeah, so you got some players over there. So how they build this team, we'll see what happens. Who's coaching it? That's a whole nother story. So we'll deal with that when it comes. Anyway, so that's the Dallas story. Let's continue. This Golden State Valkyrie, guys, right there in the clinging on to the last position in the playoffs. I talked about Coach Nikazi and the fine job she's doing over there. Definitely a Coach of the Year candidate. That's for sure. And they're still humming along. I thought them losing Kayla Thornton for the season, I thought that would derail them. But that's not the case, guys. They're still moving along. Veronica Burton, guys. She has been playing well for them all season long. She's played every single game, guys. And right now, she's a most improved player favorite. I think she's a favorite, to be honest with you, with what she's done this season. Absolute favorite for that award. So there you have that. And then also you get contributions from players like Janelle Salon, also Tiffany Hayes, the KG veteran there. She's been playing well for them. Cecilia Sandra Lassini coming from the Lynx. She's played well from there for them this season. Also, they recently brought in Ileana Rupert, and she's been a spark for them as well. So you still have a Kate Martin there, who's coming off their bench. So, you know, they got something going on there, but they're clinging on to that eighth seed. So we'll see as far as that goes. But the Valkyrie still in the hunt. Let us continue. The Indiana Fever, guys, in the sixth seed as of now. But again, like I said, it's tenuous between 6, 7, 8, and even 9, guys. And they have a tough stretch of the season going down the stretch for them. So we'll see what happens with them. Somehow they're managing to keep it together, not having Caitlin Clark there. She's been out for 17 games and counting, guys. They keep saying she's close to a return. I don't know. But what I will do, I want to play you this sound. And this is from the legendary, the great Lisa Leslie, who had this to say about
We all sit here, especially as women of color, having this opportunity. Shout out to CBS because we really do appreciate the opportunities that we have.
Oh, that's not it. That's not it. Hold on. That is not it. Give me 1 second, guys. Okay, that's not it. That's not it. 1 second, guys. Oh, here it is. Here we go.
An amazing boost. But again, I'm just going to put my coach's hat on, my GM hat on, do you want to see Caitlin Clark for the longevity of her career? I'm just thinking, me personally, I would not put Caitlin Clark back on the floor this season. And the only reason why I say that is because I had the injury that she had. That deep groin injury is nothing to play around with. It can feel like you've never had it. You make one move, one cut, boom, she's back in the same spot. I don't know that it's worth risking it. If they get the eighth spot and you get into the playoffs, is it really worth looking at Minnesota round one? I don't know. That's just my opinion. What you think?
So that is the great Lisa Leslie. I 100% agree. I don't think it's worth the risk. If you want Caitlin Clark long term, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I said she's missed the 17 games. I think at this point, it's not only the physical with the groin and all that. I think it's the neck up. Because she has to get her mindset into coming back to play. And then even with that, she got to ramp up a bit. So right now they have, if you count tonight, 5 more games left. So it's 5 games enough to get her ready for the playoffs. And then in the playoffs, let's say you're the 6th seed, which is a guarantee because they have a tough schedule. Right now, they would play the Atlanta Dream. If they were to slip, they would either play right now the Las Vegas Aces or the Minnesota Lynx, as it stands now. They're not beating any of those teams. And Atlanta, you know, I call them the Jekyll and Hyde team. You don't know what you're going to get. But I would say safe to say they're probably not beating Atlanta as well. So is it worth it to bring Caitlin back for that? And then there's the risk of re-injury. So I'm with Lisa Leslie. Shut her down for the season. I understand. I get it. You got to play this thing out as far as the fans go and keep them dangled on a string, if you will. But the smart money is on them shutting her down. That's what I would say. But again, that's not my decision. That's a Fever management decision. That's a Stephanie White decision. Will they do that? We'll see. They already lost for the season, guys. Ariel McDonald, who came in when Caitlin was out, did a fantastic job, I felt. You lost her for the season. You lost Sydney Colson for the season as well. She went down with a knee injury. And then add to that Sophie Cunningham, who I'm just previously mentioned. So that's brutal on a team, guys. That is brutal. But you still have the likes of a Kelsey Mitchell. A lot of people are saying she's playing MVP type basketball, which she has. So she's been carrying the load. Aaliyah Boston as well. And, you know, you have other players there. Of course, Natasha Howard, she's hanging in there. Lexi Hall now. She's back in the starting lineup because of Sophie being knocked out. So, yeah. And they picked up some players along the way. They picked up a Shea Petty. You also picked up an Odyssey Sims. I don't understand why the Chicago Sky didn't get an Odyssey Sims, but what do I know? But I digress. And then just recently, they got Ariel Powers. So, you know, you're filling in the spots, but, you know, you have to have chemistry with these people you're bringing in. Odyssey Sims has played well for them, so you have that. But I think it's going to be tough getting in the playoffs. It's going to be tough because you got all these teams around you fighting for a playoff position as well. So we'll see what happens. But FIBA doing terrific job, all things considered. But there you go. All right, so let us continue. The Los Angeles Sparks, right now in the ninth seed, they're fighting, guys. They're fighting to get in the playoffs. Right now, they have a season that's on the brink. Pun intended, of course. Cam Brink actually showing flashes of her old self. They're still treating her with kid gloves, giving her not a healthy amount of minutes, but enough to get the juices flowing. So there's that. Also, you're getting stellar play from Kelsey Plum, obviously, top five scorer in the league. De'Erica Hamby, who's been red hot coming out of the All-Star break and kind of before that, to be honest with you. So there you go. Azaree Stevens, I think she's playing very well this season, very well for them. She's been a catalyst for them, guys. But kind of like Atlanta, I think Rekia Jackson holds the key. Her play, what she does, when she's hot, guys, the Sparks are tough to beat. So I think she's kind of in the same boat as Orion Howard. As she goes, the team goes. And then also, too, you got players like Ray Burrell there. The rookies been nice for them. Ashley Barker. So there you go. But they're fighting, guys. They're fighting for that one of the last playoff spots. So we'll see if they're able to get it done. Let's continue. The Las Vegas Aces, guys. The hottest team in the W. 12 straight wins, guys. And up for them next, the Minnesota Lynx, who, when they last saw them, they gave them a 53-point beatdown. Good gracious. So ever since then, Vegas has been red hot, guys. Asia Wilson, being Asia Wilson, MVP basketball, the whole thing. But I think the season has shifted when, and I reported it before, when Coach Becky Hammon made the move in the starting lineup, putting a Kirsten Bell in there and putting Jewel Lloyd on the bench. I think Jewel Lloyd coming off the bench has given her some life. So that's been a critical move for them, and they've been flying high pretty much ever since. So there you have that. Jackie Young doing her thing. Also, Chelsea Gray, you know the resume. You know what she brings to the table. So there you have that. Dana Evans has been nice coming off the bench for them, guys. She's fitting in there. The rookie, Aaliyah Nye. Yeah. Aaliyah Nye, she's been playing well for them, all things considered, also. You need more from Kirsten Bell, who is starting, but not really scoring a ton of points. So there you go. Nelissa Smith, you probably could use more from her also. And then Jewel Lloyd actually has been coming to life, so I really can't knock her. But Nelissa Smith and Kirsten Bell, you need more from them. But hey, they're red hot right now, so we'll see what happens with them. Second place in the W. So let us continue. The Minnesota Lynx, guys, the best team in the league, gets their MVP back. Nafisha Collier, she comes back after missing 7 games, guys. And actually, she comes back on August 26th in a game versus the Indiana Fever. And they get the win that night. Her, what she does, what she usually does, guys. 32 points. No, that wasn't the 26. That was, anyhow. 32 points, guys. 9 rebounds, 2 steals. So there you have that. They're getting solid play from Courtney Williams, guys. Also, Alana Smith, Jessica Shepherd, who had one of the quickest triple-doubles. I saw that game. She had with 20-plus points, triple-double. Of course, Kayla McBride, Kayla McBuckets, I call her. And then Cheryl Reeve is just coaching her butt off as usual, so. Top team getting it done, guys. So there you have that. So that's your first place team overall. The New York Liberty, right in the 5th spot now. Remember, they were amongst the top 2 teams. They have slid as of late because they didn't have Breonna Stewart. She's back now, guys. She missed 13 games, guys, with the ankle. She came back to a win, and she played 21 minutes, 19 points, 5 rebounds. So Sandy Brondello's keeping her minutes. She's capping her minutes as of this moment just to get her back in the flow of things just in time for the playoffs. They move Emma Mieselman to the bench, guys. So there you have that. But Jonquel Jones has missed a few games, so into the lineup goes Emma Mieselman to fill that spot. Sabrina Ionescu did the best she could while Breonna was on the sideline, but to hold down the fort, but not enough. But they're in the 5th seed right now, guys. They could climb higher if you know, once you get all hands back on deck, and we'll see what they do come playoff time. So there you have that. So that's the story for the Liberty. You know, you're getting contributions from Natasha Cloud, of course. Isabel Harrison, she had a nice game the other night. Rebecca Gardner, of course, Leonie Fiebisch, Marina Johannes, so they have that. All right, that's the Liberty story. The Phoenix Mercury in the 4th seed right now. Alyssa Thomas, what more can we say? An MVP candidate. It's going to be quite interesting going down the stretch to see what she does. She ran off 7 straight triple-doubles, only to have that snap when they played the Chicago Sky. Angel Reese doesn't get enough credit for being a defensive player, man. She kept Asia Wilson at bay the other night. She kept Alyssa Thomas at bay as well. So she couldn't get a triple-double. But that's a story for another day. So AT is an MVP candidate. Satu Sabali, Kalia Copper, lethal big 3 over there for the Phoenix. Also, you're getting contributions from rookie Monique Okoa Makani. She's playing like a veteran over there, guys. Playing very well for them. And you're getting another contribution from your bench, Sammy Whitcomb, Kalani Brown. Also, Dawana Bonner has been a plus since she's been there, guys. So they're getting nice contribution. Katie Westbelt as well. So Nate Tibbetts doing a fine job. You got to give him some credit over there for the job he's doing with what he has. So big props to him. Satu Sabali. I tell you what, guys, she can rile things up. She sets a few things up so late, and I want to play a couple of the things she said. So bear with me while I bring it up. Okay. So this is what she said in terms of, she was talking about the back-to-back games, having to play them so close and all this. So let's take a listen to this sound.
It's like they don't care about player safety. It's like they don't care about scheduling or whatever. And I mean, I only mentioned that one time at the beginning of the season, and I know people always love to come and say, oh, you guys want to get paid more. You guys need to play all these games. But at some point, there's a sports science to it. And yeah, it's honestly just like game on game on game on game. So we play tomorrow, and we're professional, and we'll do it.
So that was Satu Sabali talking about the back-to-backs, and, you know, said there's a science behind it. You know, we've seen a proliferation of injuries this season in the W, guys, a high amount. So is there credence to what she's saying? The numbers is bearing it out. So I can't really argue the point. But you have this player, former player, she doesn't play now, I believe she plays overseas, Alexis Jones, who, she was on someone's podcast. They didn't say whose it was, but she's a former player. This is what she had to say to counter what Satu said. Listen to this, guys.
Y'all have the resources. Y'all have the opportunities. Y'all are still getting the glory. We are tired of hearing y'all talk about not making no money. If you're not making no money, there's some things that says do it in silence instead of saying it out loud. Watch your man in the NBA. Watch how they operate. Watch how they do their medias. There's a lot of things you don't have to say on media that you can say in silence. You have little girls that are watching you play each and every day. There's a reason why you play back-to-back games, sweetheart. You're supposed to love basketball. Y'all have the resources. Y'all have the opportunities. Y'all are still getting the glory.
Nah, that's enough of that. So, this is Alexis Jones. She's played in the WNBA. She was drafted in 2017. She played for the Atlanta Dream. She's 31 years old. I'm not sure the last time she's played. 2019, it says. I'm trying to get a gauge on. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. She played during the bubble season, 2020. And, So she hasn't played in 5 years in the W. So she was somewhere, someone asked her about it. No. I'm sorry, no one asked her about it. She did like a video to speak on it. So there you have that. So Not sure anybody was looking for her to make a comment like this, but you know, places like Yahoo Sports is going to grab that clip and use it against the WNBA players. So I think it was out of pocket. And you know this is going to get the, again, the man boys who hate the WNBA to talking. So, say, y'all should be playing for free and all this stupidness. So, yeah, so it's ill time. And nobody was checking for you to make this comment, Alexis. I'm just saying. So, there you go. So, there's that. And then one other thing she said, this is in terms of negotiations. This is Satu talking about the league not wanting them to play basketball outside of the WNBA. Listen to this.
Talk that the league doesn't want you guys playing out of rival, the league doesn't want you guys playing overseas. What was expressed to you?
I wasn't aware that they already publicly announced that. I mean, that's wrong. I made more money at Unrivaled than excluding this year in my entire WNBA career, so that's not right.
So a reporter asked her, I guess he got wind of the fact that the league is saying they don't want them playing in leagues outside of the WNBA, which is absurd to me. So she said that, and Unrivaled as well. So, and I even thought about this because actually Kathy Engelbert, she went down to the Unrivaled when they were playing during the playoffs. She went down there to check it out or what have you. So it's like she had to see for herself what was happening in that regard. Instead of taking what was going on there and maybe get some ideas, you went there for opposition research, if you will. And the fact that you now hear this talk about they don't want them playing in leagues outside of the WNBA. You can't make that demand because you don't pay enough. You don't pay the players enough. So how can you make that demand of them when they have to supplement and make money? Bottom line. So I think that's absurd. And then on top of that, from what I understand, you're lowballing them as is right now. So what are we even doing with this? This is a bad look. This is a bad look, guys. So I don't know where this is going to end up. It could be a lockout. I don't know. Because right now they don't seem to be eye to eye on anything. But so we'll see what happens. I'll be reporting on it, but just to put a bug in your ear for the moment, guys. Let us continue. Got two more and then we're done. The Seattle Storm, guys, in the seventh spot. Right now, you know, they have their big three. Neko Umeke, Skylar Diggins. Skylar Diggins is a trip, man. They just beat the Lynx the other night in Minnesota. And she started trying to do the electric fly because everybody knows Minnesota Lynx after a win on their home floor, they do the electric slide. She tried to do one with her and Erica Wheeler, a little quick one they did. And Gabby Williams is the big three over there. Was adding Brittany Sykes overkill? A lot of people are saying that, oh, they didn't need her. They should have got more size. And I'm like, wait a second. You have NECA. You have Ezzie MacBegor. And you have the sensational rookie Dominique Malanga. So you really don't need size. You could have used guard help. So I don't even know what they're talking about with that. So there's that. And then Also, you got the likes of Erica Wheeler as well. So you have some players over there, guys. So I don't know what they're talking about with that. And speaking of Malanga, she's playing well, guys, coming off the bench. She's playing well. Will she get Rookie of the Year consideration? Maybe. But, No. She'll make first team. I think she'll make first team as all rookie team, in other words. She'll make all rookie team. Because right now, as it stands, Paige Beckers, Sonya Centrone, Kiki Ariafen, Malongo, you can make a case for Sanaya Rivers. You can make a case for the point guard with the Mercury, Kola McConney. You can make a case for her. So it'll be very interesting to see that all-rookie team. But, so Noel Quinn, you know, I said at the beginning of the season, guys, I thought her season was, she was on the hot seat. And she got them, she got them playing well enough. They're in the playoff hunt. So there you have that. And then the big thing for Seattle, they gave Sue Bird her just due, a statue right in front of the arena there for Sue Bird. Well-deserved, 20 years in the W and all the work she's put in. So fitting tribute for Sue Bird, the first WNBA player with a statue outside of the arena. So kudos to Sue Bird for that. So there you have that. And then the last team I'll talk about is the Washington Mystics. Right now in the 10th spot and probably more likely and not on the outside looking in at this point. They've pretty much folded up shop once they traded Brittany Sykes. So and it's too bad. I would like to see the young team in the playoffs there. But, they have the building blocks there. Like I said, Sonya Centrone, Kiki Ariafen, you have them there. You'll get Georgia Amore back for next season. They're going to get a high draft pick in this draft. In fact, they have Chicago's pick, so that'll be a nice pick for them. I thought Alicia Clark going back there was kind of done a disservice. I think they could have easily said, you know what, we'll just release you and let you go to a team that's in the playoff hunt and could use your services. So I'm just saying. But, so the future is bright for Washington. Sidney Johnson, I thought he did an amazing job, all things considered. I think he's a coach you need to have stick around. I like what he brings to that team. So future looking bright over there. Unfortunately, no playoffs this year. So thanks, guys, for listening. As always, All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. And on there, episodes, clips, the whole thing. On all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the things. YouTube, I'm there. Also, support, guys. I got support buttons on my website. Buy me a coffee. Also, PayPal. And then Spotify donate. My Cash App is there, $GD, that sports dude. Also, guys, on socials, Instagram, TikTok, some Blue Sky, some Facebook. That's it. Thanks for listening, guys, as always. And we will talk soon. Probably wrap up the WNBA season at this point. So thanks for listening, as always. We'll talk soon. Take care.